Susan is a trial lawyer turned stand-up comedian and a Baptist minister. She's the senior pastor of the Madison Avenue Baptist Church in New York City, best-selling author, a TEDx speaker, and award-winning nationally syndicated columnist. She's been featured in Oprah Magazine, the New York Times, CNN, and CBS. Congratulations on all that, Susan.
I was like, who is that you're talking about?
Very impressive. All right. So I want to welcome you. Susan and I, well, how did we meet? I guess you were in the six-month class with Brooke and
I
me,
was,
right?
Yes. Uh-huh. I worked with you on that. And then you mm-hmm. came to New York for some type of meeting. And while yep. we were business colleagues, we had mm-hmm. decided to get together for a little festive beverage at the end of your day. And
yes.
we ended up in this hilarious Prohibition-era bar where they had, like, a little sliding door at the top that you yeah. just, like, slide it open. Okay, come in, slide it closed. And nobody, there's no number on the door or anything. And after a festive beverage on a very, like, large velvet couch, we became best friends.
Yeah,
like we already, but
we were there for hours, too. It was wonderful. Yeah, I've never forgotten. It was fantastic. So
it was.
Yeah,
wonderful.
And then I've been following your work. And so tell us, we're going to talk about, you know, the pandemic and laughter and healing processes in a moment. But tell us about your three books first and what brought you to write them and what it's been like you to have. I mean, it impresses me you've written three books when you have to produce a sermon every single Sunday, plus other things, no doubt, during the week. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I appreciate that, Linda. I will just say this. The work with you guys at NAMW was really where I think the real writing chops got developed.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't thank you enough for that. That program that we went through, you know, there was just this mm-hmm. discipline of writing every week and then this wonderful camaraderie and community of people to, you know, hand wring and whine and complain with and get through
right.
all of the terrible difficulty of the loneliness of being a writer. And so I really
mm-hmm.
thank you for that. I've got three books out there now and a couple of other ones coming out. And, you know, the journey has been kind of a weird one. I wrote my first one back in 2010 called Laugh Your Way to Grace, which was actually my seminary thesis on laughter and spirituality. And I basically gutted all the footnotes and took out the words with more than three syllables and made it very accessible and put it out there, and it was with a small religious press. And then I didn't do anything for, gosh, almost 10 years. And then I put another book out spring of 2018, which was all about what I've learned as a stand-up comedian and the tools that can inform better preaching and better communication. Again, did that with a traditional publisher. And then put out my first self-published book last May. And that's been a real interesting kind of learning journey for me of, you know, whether it's self-publishing or a hybrid publisher like Through She Writes, there's just mm-hmm. so many benefits to, having that freedom. And I have found now that I own the material that I can repurpose and do not only, I can take a blog, I can take a syndicated column, I can make it the book, then I can take a book chapter, I can make it a blog. And so
mm-hmm.
you talk about having a lot of writing coming out. And you're right. They do come out of sermons and blogs, but when you own your material, you've got an awful lot of control of how you can craft and use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been very fortunate with that, and I do write every week, a sermon every week, and then I have a syndicated column that goes in every 2 weeks, which forces me to put out
wow.
a 600-word, really tight, very tight, well-edited article every 2 weeks. So
oh my gosh.
In 6 months, I've got a book.
Yeah.
So that's
wow.
where book number four is coming out in February, which is called, I love this, Love, a Tiara, and a Cupcake, Three Secrets to Finding Happy. And it came, if I may just tell this quick
Please
story.
Please tell us more about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun. It came out of a sermon I did back this summer called Love, a Tiara, and a Cupcake. And it was kind of a funny little goofy sermon that basically used those three kind of festive metaphors as a metaphor for finding your purpose, finding your worth, and finding your joy.